Corporate dividends became more valuable this week, thanks to the big tax cut signed by President Bush. Stockholders who used to get just 61 cents of every dividend dollar will now get to keep 85 cents instead. Investors welcome the change, contributing to the rise in the stock market this week. Business reaction, however, has been more guarded. But analysts say the tax cut could have a lasting effect on corporate behavior. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
On the very day the Senate passed the $350 billion tax cut, the Independent Bank Corporation announced a jump in its dividend from 14 to 16 cents a share. Strong earnings and a rising stock price contributed to the Michigan bank's decision, but Chief Financial Officer Rob Schuster says the reduction in taxes definitely provided a push.
Typically, we've waited to the end of the year to consider changes in our dividend rate, and there's no doubt that this tax legislation was a significant factor in altering that timing for us.
Schuster's bank probably won't be the last company to raise its dividend. A survey this spring by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business found more than one out of four dividend-paying companies were likely to increase their payouts if the dividend tax were eliminated. Congress didn't go that far, but it did cut the tax from nearly 40% to 15%. Finance professor John Graham says that should make investors more excited about receiving dividends and companies more excited about paying them.
That could add up to a whole lot of dividends if one out of four companies did increase their dividend payments.
The tax cut might also encourage companies that don't pay a dividend, and that's most of them, to start. Many companies have preferred to hang on to their profits, often reinvesting them in hopes of driving up the stock price. And until now, that made sense, because the money investors made on stock gains was taxed at a lower rate than dividends. Now, dividends and capital gains will be taxed at the same rate, and Graham says dividends should become more attractive.
Profitable companies, when they're deciding, should we pay a dividend or should we just retain the money and let our stock price build up, I think they'll be more inclined to pay out a dividend.
But Kelly Wright is skeptical that companies that have avoided dividends until now will suddenly get religion. Wright is managing editor of Investment Quality Trends, a newsletter devoted to dividend-paying stocks. He says companies that have gotten used to keeping their profits aren't likely to change just because of a tax cut.
I think if where you live philosophically is that I can do a better job as the CEO with this excess cash flow that my shareholders can do with it, then I don't know that there's any argument that's going to make you change.
Supporters say the tax cut could cause other changes, from tipping balance sheets away from debt to encouraging more conservative bookkeeping. That depends, however, on how long the tax cut lasts. As it stands, dividend taxes are to bounce back up again in 2008. But even skeptics like Wright doubt that will really happen.
Let me see. When will we have an election again? We have one next year, 04, and oh, geez, in 08. Now, I'm not, you know, trying to be cynical, but I think these things are hard to get rid of once they're in place.
By the time the dividend tax cut is due to expire, lawmakers will have had 5 years to see if it's working as supporters have promised. Scott Horsley, NPR News.